Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and good evening. You're listening live to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. And I'm very, very, very happy to say that today is May the 14th, 2014. And I know today may not mean anything to you guys. It just might mean Wednesday. And some of you might even be excited and say, hey, isn't it the night that Pastor J. Rouse has her show? Praise God. Well, folks, we are celebrating. You'll notice the music, we don't usually play that. Praise God. I'm mixing old school with new school and gospel all in one. Amen. Tonight, we are celebrating not just the 12th anniversary of Rouse Ministries, but of course, it's my 12th anniversary because of the fact that I am the founding pastor of Rouse Ministries, which is the ministry that provides you with this wonderful show with the right on point topics and hot topics, the discussions, and all the other things that we provide on YouTube and everywhere else and everything we cover. And we couldn't have done it, more importantly, without the Lord God Almighty. But then again, we couldn't have done it without you, because then it would just be me and the Lord having a conversation. And we do that all the time, several times a day, and we call that prayer. Amen. I hope and pray that you are having a good day. If you're not, well, I'm glad you're here because we're going to party and celebrate tonight. We have some interesting guests. We have a guest. We want to talk about Sister Hines' Mid-Morning Mix in Barbados with CBC. And we have her. I actually had the opportunity of interviewing her on my show. I was interviewed on CBC in Barbados back in October for that show. And you've all heard it. You've all seen it. I'll post it again, the actual video of me on the Mid-Morning Mix show in Barbados in October to interview Mrs. Hines on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And if you recall, we just finished Mother's Day, and this is one of the reasons why we've combined not only our anniversary, but hey, I'm a working mom. I'm a working woman. Amen. And my stepson may not be with me right now, but I tell you, he was there for many of the years that we had to do this ministry work, and he helped me too, praise God. So many times he's helped do so much with the ministry, so we have to give him props as well. And so we're talking working moms, moms in media, and that's why we're going to air our interview in Barbados, because that is one of our highlights of our year that we've had here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication. And speaking of moms, I met a young man at the Caribbean Tales Film Festival last summer, and his name is Ryan Singh, and he had a short film that was called Mom. And I thought it was so appropriate that we would have him talk about his movie and the film. And I think it's a very powerful topic. I don't want to give away too much, but I will let you know. You can also check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication on Facebook, and you can also see the video synopsis of that wonderful movie. But I'm really happy to say that he will be joining us this evening as well on air as part of our Mother's Day segment. And I believe, I'm going to say this out there, he's probably going to be nodding, but I believe his wife is going to be joining us, and I think we might even be able to have his mom on board as well. Praise God. Amen. But let's get some more music going, and then we'll kick off our show. But just in case you didn't know, I thought I would get Tony Tone just to remind you one more time that today is not just May 14, 2014, but
I'm
Our anniversary, praise God. And again, listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show live on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. Before we get things moving, I also want to give a shout out to my mom who's in studio. Praise God, my big supporter. Amen. Praise God. Let us get ourselves praying, and then we can start some of our interviews and some of our guests and some of the wonderful things that are taking place this year with the Pastor J. Rouse Show, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication, and Rouse Ministries Publishing. Amen. I don't think Rouse Ministries can handle anything more. Praise God. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy name. And Father, we lift you up this day. Father, we ask that you continue to bless us. Father, we thank you for sustaining us for 12 years. And Father, thank you, Father, for the obedience just to follow, even sometimes when I could not understand why. I still held on because I trusted you. Father, I just ask that you would continue to give me the strength and the courage and the encouragement to continue persevering in your glorious name. Father, we ask for special blessing upon this show, on all that we do to glorify your name. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that those who listen, almost all 17,000 listeners, Father God, that you would bless them, Father, that you would continue to find a way through for them, Father, that you would see to it, Father, that the path would be clear and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And, Father, we ask that you would continue to strengthen them. You said that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And, Father, we just ask right now that you make that promise real, Father God. We know you always keep promises, and for that is why we trust and we have our hope in you. Father God, we ask that you would bless those who are suffering and ailing and loneliness and pain and mourning and grieving. And Father, those who are seeking financial stability, Father, we speak it into their lives that all good and perfect things come from you. So we ask that you would put your hands upon the situation. Seek and find. Father God, search their hearts. Apply all that's needed. And Father, we speak joy, love, prosperity, and happiness into their lives, Father. Bless me now, Father. Bless my mother, Father God. Bless my family, my friends, my neighbors, my listeners, our supporters. And more importantly, I ask that you bless my enemy. Yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is one of my favorite songs. So this is a Pastor J. Rouse favorite. I know you're going to enjoy it. I'll probably come back on all teary-eyed, but you need to hear it. This is Alpha and Omega by Israel and New Breed.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. Alpha and Omega.
Declaring, we give you.
Amen, amen. I just love that song. Praise God. Amen. He is Alpha and Omega and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to keep things moving along. We cannot forget birthdays. I mean, I know we're celebrating an anniversary, but we have to do a shout-out. As you recall, last week was my mom's birthday, and we had a wonderful time on the show celebrating my mom's birthday and everything else we did. And we also had the opportunity of going out on Thursday, and we enjoyed ourselves, and we had a dinner and a movie, and we had a wonderful time. And then we did a pre-Mother's Day thing, my mom and I together, and we went out. And I have to give a shout-out to The Real Jerk on Girard Street. They've moved from there to their new location. They might have moved, but the food's still just as good, and the service is even better. Yes, I said that. I got to give a shout-out to Ed and Lily and to Carl and to Natalie and to our hostess with the mostest, PG, as she would say. Praise God. We had a wonderful time, and I just want to tell them thank you. Don't forget to check them out. We'll have some information on our page. We also have our international events and happenings. Because of the anniversary, we've had to kind of move a lot of stuff on our wall, but we want to make sure that you remember to check it. So in the next day or so, don't forget, check our wall. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication on Facebook, and you can find out what's happening in your area and around the world. Amen. Praise God. But we also want to wish everybody who's had a birthday, celebrated a birthday, and going to be having a birthday between now and next week, because we don't want you to feel left out. If you have an anniversary, well, guess what? You share it with me and the ministry. Amen. Praise God. I'm trying to think. I know there's a lot of people who have birthdays, and I don't want to miss anybody that I should know personally because I'll be mad. Oh, yes, Sister Kelly. Happy, happy, happy birthday. I know she had a birthday, and it was just a couple days ago, but I was so busy I had to remind her I did not forget. I never forget that I just got home late. And so I hope that she is doing better, because I know she wasn't having such a wonderful day. But you know what? We have to be thankful. We might have aches and pains, and if anybody knows about that, it's surely me. But you know what? It's just proof and just evidence that we are still alive. Amen? Because I don't know about dead folks. They don't feel anything. And those who are sleeping, well, they're in the heavens rejoicing. Amen? Praise God. We also want to do a shout-out to the graduates. We've got some more graduates, some people accomplishing things and finishing things, people getting promotions. We rather hear about promotions than people losing jobs. Amen? So we definitely want to give God some glory when we know that we not only have a job, but we get recognized on the job, and somebody appreciates the job that we're doing, because a lot of people tend to take most of us for granted. But the Lord loves you, and he never takes you for granted. Amen. Praise God. So this is for our birthday, folks.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
going to have to ask for forgiveness before I even go ahead and do this, but I just couldn't help it. And I'm going to dedicate this not just to Rouse Ministries and not just to Trenton, but I want to give a shout-out to my friend Barry and my friend Maureen. I grew up with these guys from public school, and they will get a kick out of this. So this is for Rouse Ministries.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas, it sure was.
Happy she and happy he, they're both as happy as can be, celebrating merrily their happy anniversary.
And I didn't forget you, darling. Happy anniversary.
A tie with spots on it already. Just what I always needed.
Oh, Fred.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. We now say emphatically it's happy anniversary. Not another day could be a happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Okay, for those of you who didn't recognize that, that, my dears, is from the Flintstones. Amen. I grew up watching the Flintstones. It was funny because I remember being in public school, and my brother and I, we would come home for lunch, and we knew that as soon as the Flintstones finished, it was time to go back to school. We couldn't tell time, but we knew that when the Flintstones were done, if we didn't run back to school and we took too long and hung around the house too long after the Flintstones, then we'd be late for school. So that was our time that we knew it was time to go. Amen. My mom's probably laughing. Okay. I had a lot of shout-outs that we did. There's so many people we have to thank. And I, you know, it's 12 years. Come on now, folks. I can't name everybody, so I did the very best I could. Please, 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 and pretty please, check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook so you can take a look and see all the different groups of thank yous. I'm just, you know, there's so many people, people from the very beginning, people from the very end, people from in between. They're just people. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people I had to thank, so I grouped it. Okay. I grouped it in special guests and VIP, and we had guests from all around the world. We had musical guests. We had fitness, health, hair. We had all kinds of, we had beauty. We had relationships. We've had, oh my goodness, I'm just trying to think. We've had film people, we've had media people, we've had people who have done plays. Oh my goodness, I tell you, the list is long. We've had people who have performed in the play. We had Diane Johnson who did the one-woman play. That was probably the easiest interview because she was just all by herself in one play. The list goes on. We covered so many things. One of my best things that I've had to cover, and I tell you, it was awesome. We not only covered the cricket tours from Barbados, but we actually helped to sponsor part of the tour for the Lime Masters Cricket Club from Barbados. And I tell you, it was exhausting, but it was exciting, and it was exhilarating, and just simply wonderful. I know they had a good time. They were not G4S champions, but they made it all the way right up to the very end. And so these guys were awesome. They'd won four times in a row. And you know what? I've always said they will always be my champions, because champions don't necessarily mean the ones who hold the trophy at the end of it, but how you played the game and how you got through from the beginning to the end. Amen. And these guys, they are awesome. I recommend them because they truly are ambassadors for Barbados. That being said, I have to give a shout out also to the Pioneer Cricket Club and their touring members and their players, because they've come, I think, every other year. And so I've had two separate years with these guys, and just wonderful. They're like a second family, my adopted family. Ironically enough, Anthony Morris, from the captain of the Lime team, plays for the Pioneers, and that's how I was able to link up and make the tours a double tour, so to speak, and we were trying to help host them. We want to thank Mississauga Ramblers Cricket Club because they helped us. Anand worked with me so we could try and line up some of these tours and matches, and also Malvern Cricket and Social Club right here in Toronto. I fell in love with the game of cricket, and so we have to give them props. They are awesome, outstanding men and women, because there were women on tour, and the women were the best part. Amen. They were all just wonderful, and so I have to give them a shout-out. Covering that was really unique, but we have to do that. We've had so many different guests on this show. We've had different people. I also put a professional thank you out there for everybody who has supported us by what they do, because, of course, you know, 2 years ago, Rouse Ministries got into publishing, and I, Pastor Jay Rouse, also known as Jay Wright Rouse, became an author and have written several books since then. I've got to give a shout-out to Ms. Natalie Montcalm, best buds in the world. I had to give her props. And we wanted to give a shout out to all our book people, as well as our professional people who have helped the ministry. Well, we've had to work with them. We've paid them, but you know what? Sometimes you pay and you don't get good service. And when you pay and you get service beyond your pay, amen, these guys were awesome. And so we put those thank yous out there. We thank our church families, because I have worked with so many denominations over the years, because I consider myself non-denominational. I have a Jesus ministry, that's it, straight up. And then outside of that, I wanted to thank some of my greatest fans, listeners, readers, and ministry supporters, amen. But there's one group that I didn't get to thank, and I really need to just touch base. I'm going to post a public thank you to them. But first and foremost, I don't want to sound like I'm receiving an award at an award show where they go, I want to give honor to God, because I always give honor to God. But I just have to make sure that he's at the top of the list, because technically, Rouse Ministries wouldn't exist, not because of me, but I would have no need for the ministry if I did not love the Lord God Almighty. Amen. And so this is his baby that he planted, not me. I just did the work. He was the brains behind it. I have to do a special shout out to my kids. Now, as you all know, my Daniel is with the Lord in heaven, and he's the backbone of Daniel and the Lion's Den children's book ministry. This keeps him going for a lifetime. Amen. And for that very reason, children are very dear to my heart, and I write books. And, of course, it's a subdivision of Rouse Ministries Publishing. I want to give a shout-out to Trenton, my stepson, who I raised for many, many, many years. He is my child. And I love you. I miss you dearly. And you know what? God continues to bless you, keep you, watch over you, protect you. Grandma, Uncle Tony, all of us, we love you so very much. And he also is part of why the writing began. He's part of the writing, and the revelation of the writing came just before he went to go and stay with his dad. Amen. My next shout-out goes out, and I'm going to do this collectively, to my mom, dad, and Anthony. My mom, once again, my biggest supporter. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do without her. So I'm not even going to consider that she's going to go anywhere because she's got to stay with me forever and always. Amen. And my dad, well, you know what? It's funny, but my ministry came to head when I had to minister to my dad. And he is the topic of the story and the novel, the first novel I released, A Father's Love, Position for Prayer. And so you definitely want to know more about that. I have to give some shout-outs to some family, some more specific family. In Barbados, I got to do a shout-out to my aunts and uncles. When I'm there, they run me around, they drive me around, they take me here, they feed me, they do all sorts of stuff for me. But more importantly, they hug me and they love me. And they always support whatever I do, and I appreciate it. I want to give an extra special shout-out to my Aunt Barbara. And definitely my Uncle Reginald, because he's my bodyguard and chauffeur when I'm there, praise God. And my aunt, well, she just, I don't know, she's my second mom. And so I just thank God for her, and I just pray that God continues to bless them and continue to bind them together and continue to grow and let them prosper in love and grace and all the good for them. Amen. Over here on the Canadian side, I want to give a shout-out to my Aunt Ruth, my Uncle Oscar, my Aunt Madge. Pray for my Aunt Madge. You know, getting older is not an easy thing, and unfortunately she's going through things that happen when people get older, and she may not always remember one day who I am, but I'll never forget who she is. Amen. Reverend Licorice, Auntie Gwen, Aunt Vera and Auntie Thelma in England. I've got to do a shout-out to my cousins in Barbados because they were the ones who helped me. When we did our Caribbean expansion, they all supported me in every way you can imagine, and they still continue to do so. And I got to do an extra special shout-out to Pamela and Valerie because they are my chauffeurs, my backbone, my stableness, they're my ideas. I bounce things off of them, and I'm happy to announce this. There's another project that's taking place in the Caribbean expansion, and my cousin Pamela, who was my assistant, my camera, my videographer, photographer, she was a bit of everything. She is going to be the Caribbean book advisor. I'll give you more information about that later. My cousins in Canada, special shout out to Rosemary and Yvonne for all their support and always encouraging me and supporting me and rooting for me, amen, all of my family. Now, to my adopted family, now I put these are friends that my parents didn't birth. There's Natalie and Mike, Michelle, Darlene, Shirley, Sister Evelyn, my Windsor neighbors, the villagers, a.k.a. the crew, Jerusha, Dominique, Mafine, Adana, Ayokari, Corrine, Linda, Claude, Philip, Lou, Dina, Lowell. I'm trying to think, Lystra. I can't forget Lystra. I've got a shout out to some of my former staff, Nana, Agnes, some of our volunteers, Helen, and Jennifer and Carol. These are my coworkers over the years and now who have encouraged and support me, and they're ready to step in so I could run and do what I need to do, because doing this and doing everything else I do, you have no idea what my schedule is like most days. So I've got to give them a shout out, and I just tell you, there's so many more. I can't even list them all, but you know who you are. And I thank God for you. Thank everyone for my ministry, volunteers, and my staff. You guys totally rock. And I'm going to leave it at that. Don't forget to check the page. Amen. We're going to listen to some more old school, and then we're going to be right back because we're going to hear a little bit more about this particular topic because, well, Boys to Men sang about it, and Ryan Singh is going to talk about it. We'll be right back. This is Pastor J. Rouse Show on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication.
what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know I love you.
Ooh, you knew I love you,
mama. Mama, you're the queen of my heart.
Always down for me, had always been around for me, even when I was bad. You've shown me right from my wrongs. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me strength to go on.
There were so many times looking back when I was so afraid. And you come to me and tell me I could face anything. And no one else can do what you've done for me. You'll always be, you will always be the girl in my life. Ooh,
mama, mama.
Amen. That was Boys to Men and Mama. And this is the Pastor J. Rouse Show on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And yes, it's still me, Pastor J. Rouse. Praise God. All right. They say you only have one mama in a lifetime. Well, I don't always agree with that because, you know what, we might only have one mother who made us and might have brought us into this world, but sometimes we have extra mothers. We have pretend moms. We have wannabe moms. We have aunt moms. We've got god moms. We've got all kinds of moms. There are mothers to the world that I was talking about on Mother's Day. Because all those mothers who don't have children, I say we work harder because we look after everybody else's kids. Amen. Praise God. But We now have a gentleman who decided he wanted to write about mom. And so if you check out Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, we did put a link to his synopsis, and we're going to get to hear about it. Let me just make sure I'm going to turn on all their mics. And we've got Ryan Singh, his wonderful wife, Cheryl. And
good evening.
Hold on, I think we've got the mom. Oh, one second, Brother Ryan. I'm just trying to get your mom here. I hope she still there?
Yes,
mom?
I'm there. Yes.
Okay, everybody, mom is nervous about being live to air, and you know she's going to take over this show, so we're going to be just fine. Well, Ryan, congratulations. You know what? When I connected with you, actually, the first time I connected with you, I didn't even connect with you. I heard little kids screaming in the middle of an interview I was doing. And they were the cutest little adorable chunky-faced little things. They were just so adorable. And after the interview, you were like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I thought it was so funny. And I said, it's okay. They're just kids. But they were so adorable. So
they're nice.
Who do I thank for them? Do I thank you or do I thank Cheryl? Who did most of the work?
Cheryl's still doing all the work.
Did you just say all the work?
All the work, because she takes care of three children, the twins and myself.
Oh, no. The biggest baby out of the bunch. I got you, Sister Cheryl. I got you. So, Ryan, most people come up with a better title for a movie, and you couldn't come up with a name, so you said, what should I call this? I know, Mom. What's it about?
Well, with Mom, it was me becoming a father, and throughout my life, all I kept seeing was women being there, you know, teaching me, raising me, grooming me. And there was no man. And so to be a father, all that I had to reflect on was the moms in my life.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's why I just decided to name it Mom as a homage to these strong women who have played a role in raising me.
Now, I did get to see the synopsis because, unfortunately, I showed up at the theater and I had missed your movie. And I even said, I wish I could have interviewed, but I didn't get to see the movie because I saw so many that weekend. Now, in the synopsis, I've noticed that you mentioned your father wasn't around.
You speak to my mom about that. She's online.
Oh, no. Way to put mom on the line like that. Oh, my. Sister Enid, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. Not that he wasn't wrong, but he wasn't a pivotal part of Ryan's life. He was the father that would show up periodically and, but not that.
He wasn't involved. He was not involved.
Not fully involved. Not fully involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with you being a mom who did, now I'm not sure, did you have other children or was Ron the only child you had?
No, I have two other kids.
Okay. Is he the baby in between or the firstborn? Where did
he
line up in all of this?
No, he is the firstborn.
Okay, so he is the oldest one.
Yes.
All right. Now, did you have any support raising the other children?
It was pretty much the same thing. Yes, because it's I guess for West Indian women, some of us are in a situation where, you know, the men have so many women, and it's a taboo subject to broach. So,
you kind of had to just do what you buck up and you do what you need to do, basically.
Yes. Pretty much.
Sister Enid, I used to think it was
dear.
Just West Indian men too, because I'm from a West Indian background, but no. If you find out, you start to realize that in so many other cultures, but like you said, it's a taboo subject. And this is one of the things that I like to address in my show. It might be a Christian show, but we address the truth. We don't hide things because people are afraid to talk about the truth. And this is part of the truth. I mean, the fact of the matter is men aren't always around, or if they are around, they are not involved because they're busy doing whatever or whoever, if you'll pardon the pun.
And that's true. And that's true.
Yeah.
You know?
And they don't think that these women have to raise these kids. But the thing is, I saw in the synopsis, Ryan became hesitant because being a man would be based on what he saw around. Ryan, I'm gonna call you back here.
I'm right here.
You were hesitant. Yeah, you were hesitant because you're going to be having kids.
Yeah. Well,
and you weren't sure what kind of a dad you would be?
I'm looking at all the role models I've had, and I'm not the most perfect of guys. And
Cheryl, no laughing.
What is the model of perfection when you're supposed to be this, according to the definition of what love and relationships and all that is, but you're not.
Uh-huh. Right.
And you're probably one step in, one step out, because at any time, a conversation can lead to a separation. Right?
Right.
And now you have children in the play.
Uh-huh.
What are the models I have to look at? And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and all the fathers have, all the mothers have raised their children alone. And now my wife is at that place where am I a full-time dad or am I a part-time dad? Am I going to be pulling my weight, or am I going to be busy outside working at jobs or working at jobs, you know?
Right. And we had just a couple weeks ago, we had two panels of men, because men was the focus of last month. And it's funny because some of the discussion that we had in some of those previous shows with the panel talked about men who were raised in single-family homes. Some didn't even know their fathers, and they expressed the need for the father figures to be in their life for an example. But you didn't have any type of father figure around?
Well, when I became an adult after university, I tried to build that relationship with my father. I invested my time, monies, and everything in building that relationship. And and what I learned from that experience is that even though he meant well, there is ingrained practices. It's business as usual. And so he didn't see me as a son. Even though he loved me as a son, he didn't see me as a son. He saw me as a business investment. And the other businesses are treated, that's how I was treated, as that business.
Right, so there was a distance between you, right.
So I left with a bitter taste trying to build a relationship and realized that the relationship costs.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I spend time with my children now, looking at my relationship, I'm like, I have to triple my efforts to make sure that I set a good foundation for them.
Okay.
You know,
now
there.
I'm going to cut you because we don't want to leave Cheryl out of this. Now, Cheryl, when you met Ryan, were you aware that there was no father figure basically in his life, or?
Early on in the relationship, I did realize that he did come from a single parent home family.
Mm-hmm. And how did that make you feel? Were you hesitant? Because, you know, there used to be that stigma that if you came from two parent family household, it was back then you thought it was normal, but you started to realize that you were abnormal because most people you knew only had one parent. And so if you had two parents, they used to say, then you have to meet someone who came from two parents because they understand family. What was your background, and how were you feeling?
It's interesting you said that. So I was raised with both my parents, And the majority of my friends and the people who I associated with, you know, I came from two-parent homes. So it wasn't even a thought really of, you know, whether or not I would meet someone from a two-parent home or a single-parent home. I just figured pretty much everyone had the same values and beliefs. So when I first met Ryan, his idea was, well, why would you have to get married, or why would you need to be married, or why there's no need to have two parents in the home because I just had one and I'm just fine.
Right.
So even that time, he had a longing for his father's approval without him even knowing that he had a long father's approval. And just in the way he acted and his mannerisms and a lot of his words were rooted in, well, my father did it, so that's what...
And so that basically, he wanted to live the life that he basically grew up knowing and thought that's what men did.
Exactly.
I kind of get where you're going there.
There's a point, and I said it in the movie, where you can either throw your hands up and say that you're a product of your environment, or you can say, you know, I hated what happened to me. I disliked how my father raised me, and so I want to be a different person. So it's a time in your life where you have to, you know, take full responsibility for your actions and not say, well, you know, these were the cards I was dealt with, so I can't do any better. Or you could say, wow, I when I have children, I want this for them because this was something that was lacking. But I think the first thing you have to do is kind of face reality and admit what was lacking, what wasn't lacking, what worked in your life and what didn't work in your life, and strive to change what you can.
To change it. Right. Okay. Now, Enid?
Yes.
Were you a little concerned that he said, okay, he's going to get married? Did you think that he would do okay, or did you think he was going to, he's just going to be like his dad?
Let me go back a little bit. Coming from... we grew up with a lot of values and that kind of thing. So, like Cheryl was saying, one of our expectations were, you know what, our children have to do better.
Right.
And better in the sense of becoming a family person, that kind of thing. And I think Ryan, when he was much younger, had that idea in his head. You know what? I'm not gonna be like my dad. But as he got older, and then at the time came for him to get married, I think what we saw was fear. That's what I saw, and thinking about the whole situation, he became a different person from that. Oh, I don't want to be anything like my dad. To like Cheryl was saying, you know, my dad did it, so why not?
Right, he lost his structure. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, and...
Did you ever have to basically say, look, you, you need to smarten up?
Well, I always did that. I always did that because, you know, and I'll be very honest with you, Ryan grew up and was very dedicated to his family.
Right.
So you know, dedicated in the sense that he got a job, he helped to take care of his sisters and look out for his sisters and that kind of thing. So
it was very difficult because as a boy growing up and you're expected to be the man of the family, it's very difficult.
Right.
It's burdensome.
And you were the firstborn.
As the firstborn. And as a young man with that much responsibility, and then knowing that, oh, if I get myself a family, I have had no time to have the freedom for myself.
Right.
Because it's very much a lot of expectation when these break down or there's dysfunction in families where you're with one parent and you're expected to take up the responsibility for the missing parent.
Right, right. So where
and
are
so,
things
yeah.
now? Like, I know I've seen you with your kids now, and, you know, I know nobody can get to those children, so, because Ryan usually has them. So where are you at now? Oh, yeah, I've seen you with your kids. So where are you at now? Like, how do you mark from where you went wrong and thought, oh, I panicked, I can't do this, to where you're at now?
I've had an opportunity to being an entrepreneur to really spend a lot of time with them. And I've also had the opportunity to step away for a week or two when I go on travels doing my work and coming back. I just went to Sri Lanka and Dubai in December. And I came back, and my son came off of his high chair where he was eating dinner. He looks at me, and he starts to sob.
Oh, no!
As if I was a lost parent that has just returned.
Oh.
And every single day, every single moment that I see these kids, I realize how much I'm blessed to have them.
Amen.
Right? And I can't imagine not being in their lives for 1 second.
Right.
So
now
so
I know you've been showing this movie around, and like you said, you just came back from Dubai and everything. What inspired you to want to tell this story to the world?
This story stemmed out of listening to my grandmother talk about her husband. Mm-hmm. He was killed by someone after the man found him with his wife.
Oh my.
So
okay.
A husband's scorned killed him.
Right.
I looked at my grandmother. My grandmother has been separated from my grandfather for as many years as I've been alive.
Right.
And I wanted to find out what was that all about. And when I started to find out that story, my mom was curious and wanted to find out or to share or justify what it was. And so with her coming in, I found another story. Mom, you have not always been perfect.
Right.
Some of the men that you have seen have been married men, but yet you try to teach me values.
Right.
And so it started to take shape. And in it taking shape, I was speaking also with my wife. And I have not been perfect. I still am not. Right? And I want to know, we have a woman who has been scorned, my grandmother. And when I spoke to my other grandmother who has passed away for a number of years since I've been married, it's like even though these men are gone, there was that initial love they had and that heartbreak they felt from the betrayal of that love they felt for that man.
But they still kept going.
And they still kept going. They loved him, but they're still broken.
Right.
And I wanted to know, my wife was feeling a sense of resentment towards me for all the pain I caused her by being with other women while we were dating.
Wow. So basically, you put your dirty laundry out in a movie.
I did.
Well,
and it opened up Pandora's box.
I can imagine. Now, did you guys ever have to do any type of counseling as a family unit together to try and overcome some of your airing of your laundry, or everything was fine?
Nothing is ever fine. It's always a continued, ongoing journey, because as we put it out there, now it's time to have the discussion. But
right.
Who is able to really sit down and actually face the truth? It's like that A&E TV show, Intervention.
Right.
We've got a closet full of bones, but who is going to claim those bones?
My. Okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad you shared. Now, the synopsis, we did put it on our wall.
I pasted the movie on your wall for tonight so that the listeners who are listening can have an opportunity to see it.
And take a look.
It's only 9 minutes long. I went to South Africa for the first time last year. And one of the things as young people from the Caribbean, you know, we think of ourselves as Afrocentric or Africans, but we've never gone to the continent to really experience what Africa is like firsthand. And I had that opportunity to go with spoken word artist Dwayne Morgan. And so I'm putting together a documentary to capture that essence of what it felt like to actually be on the ground and to also feel what the atmosphere was like with Nelson Mandela being alive the last few months of his life. Because we were there when he was just starting to go into the hospital in March of last year. And
we've covered him a lot on the show.
Yeah, air of hope and resilience. And for me as an artist, I had an opportunity to go to an award show and to see people like myself on a stage playing orchestra and singing opera. It was like, it's something I wish that I could see here in Canada and North America more of.
Okay.
You know, because we don't see enough.
This is a project
there's
you're
a
working
lot of
on
art.
Now.
And so that's a documentary I'm working on. I also went to Sri Lanka, like I said, and there it was a situation. We were under siege for 6 days, and I was there with MP Radhika Sitsibaisan, the NDP MP, who is also Tamil. And so I'm working on a human rights documentary looking at human rights in Sri Lanka.
Now, are these some of the things that you're going to be submitting into Caribbean Tales?
Some of. And my most recent piece was actually for a community center called Fried Bakes and Dumplings. And it's about stories of expat Caribbean people who are now senior citizens and what their experiences was like coming to Canada and how they find that young people are taking that experience of being Canadian today.
Right. Okay.
And so,
all right.
And that's where I'm at.
Well, you keep us posted. We'll continue to follow you. Cheryl?
Hi.
Is she still there? Okay,
yes,
I heard someone coughing in the background. I thought, well, she had to go and tend to one of the kids. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us. I think I have Sister Enid is here online too, and I thank you both ladies for sharing your heart in a movie that's so personal. And I have to commend you to be able to actually stand up and share that to try to make a difference in the world.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate all my moms for pouring their heart out and being so vulnerable for this story.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again. This is Pastor Jay Rouse. We just want to give you a holler and a shout out. Thank you, Sister Enid. You did wonderfully.
Thank
you were
you.
Fine. God bless you, my sister. And you know what?
Thank you.
all things are passed away and everything is new again. I'm going to minister to my mom. Praise God. Amen. So you guys just continue
Amen.
To shine and share. And I pray that you guys continue to be blessed. And I'm going to pray a blessing on those children, because you know what? We in the church, we talk about generational curses. Ryan, you've broken the first level of the curse, and the children are going to be blessed from that. Amen. So just think, as Mom said, we always, as West Indians, your parents always want you to do one up. You always got to do a little better, because that's why they work so hard, to make sure we do better than they do. So your kids are blessed, and that blessing is going to continue to grow. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful evening.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes, our 12th anniversary. Thanks, Brother Ryan.
You're welcome.
Praise God. This is the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we're just so happy that we were able to do that. Check out the wall. I know I had posted it earlier, and Ryan has posted it as well. You want to check out the synopsis. We'll keep an eye on some of the things that he's going to be doing in the next little while. But in the meantime, we had a guest on last week, Toronto Mass Choir conductor and director Karen, and we just want to play a song, and then we've got another interview coming up. You're going to get to hear from Barbados my interview with Mid-Morning Mix TV co-host, or host, on her working media mom lifestyle. This is Heaven Medley by Toronto Mass Choir. Good afternoon, or good morning, I should say. I'm so lost in Barbados, but it's a simply beautiful island. And again, I'm Pastor Jay Rouse, and we're here on location at the CBC. And now for my Canadian friends, even though today is Canadian Thanksgiving, this is not the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. They do it a way bit different here. They have sand, sun, and beach, unlike Canada. This is the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation, and we're on the lovely set, and you might recognize it because I was actually here on Friday, and you might also recognize somebody sitting beside me, and this is her set. So the tables have turned, and I can tell she's probably a little nervous because she's not accustomed to being interviewed, unlike me, who has to learn to do both. It takes some getting used to. Now, this is Tisha Hines.
That's right.
And the name of your show is?
The Mid-Morning Mix.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit, first of all, what's the Mid-Morning Mix?
The Mid-Morning Mix is a lifestyle-type program. We do a lot of very interesting from serious topics all the way through to lighthearted and fun topics that people want to discuss in the midday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the host, and we have all the interesting people from around Barbados come on and just interact with me. Come sit on the couch.
Okay. Now, how long has Mid-Morning Mix been part of the CBC family?
For just about 2 years. We're coming up on our two-year anniversary pretty shortly, so
very
relatively
good.
New.
Okay. Now, I know you do a wide range of things. What would you say is some of your most memorable shows?
Oh, wow. You're right when you say we do a lot of things, but usually we tend to do big makeover shows with moms for Mother's Day or for fathers. We do a lot of giveaways and things like that. So where we can do work with a community that really impacts people, and we get a lot of response from our viewers or where we can change people's lives, those are the shows that really, really count.
Very good. Yeah. So in a way, you're kind of like the Beijing Oprah.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't say that.
I would. So now, you also do stuff outside of the actual physical location of CBC. What sort of things have you done outside of the actual...
Weekly, almost for every show, the show airs Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
So for almost every show, we do a feature. We go out and try to bring what's happening outside of Barbados into the show.
Right.
Not necessarily have it, you know, stuck in the studio, sitting on a set. So anything that complements what we're doing. So, for example, we would go out to the museums, or we would have a day out on the town, maybe shopping, things of that nature, so that you get a piece of the island in everything that we offer.
Very good. One of the other questions that I definitely wanted to ask, because I love the set. So you have someone who designed your set, and I think you change it every now and then. You kind of like to move and shift things around.
Well, we're heading into our third season now. I wasn't always the host. There was another host. So we decided to make some color changes to the set, move things around just a bit. Usually we change out. If we're cooking, you would see different sets come in and that kind of thing. So it's not always this particular look. If we're going for modeling or we're showing clothes or what have you, then we go for the high chairs and a runway and things of that nature. So we change it out pretty often.
So technically then you guys are an overall, because you do a lot. You just said cooking, and I wasn't even aware that they do that, so you get to taste lots of different food.
It's true, doesn't it show? But then again, girls in this side of the world are a little heavier. I think the standards in terms of beauty are different for us in this part of the world. Not saying that other people are wrong, but, you know, people kind of tend to like a little more meat on their bones.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. The majority of men out there in the world will never admit it, but they may take the slim girl because that's what society tells them to like. But I think deep down inside, they all have a hankering for someone with a little bit more meat on their bones. So,
well, you know,
I wouldn't worry about something like that.
You told me that you have some Barbadian family, so you would know. Growing up in Barbados, if you're a little on the skinny side, what's wrong? And certainly if you're a girl, not to say that you should be unhealthy, but... You know, it's certainly a little more acceptable, especially in the media, this side of the world, than in, I would say, the U.S.
And it's funny you should say that, because in America, the girls tend to be a little bit bigger, but they're not as healthy.
I think here the bigger girls tend to be able to do so many things, and they're very active. And I think maybe that's what runs in my genes. And I still am very active, and we do a lot of things.
It's the walking up.
Is that what it is? You put my business out there. We won't even go there. But it's true. We have a healthier
way of being.
It's the dancing
role, you know.
Yeah.
We tend to be a little more active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will go out and, you know, it's not your traditional type of exercise, but if you're working your waist, these days people are just talking about the Zumba, and they say,
yes.
Oh, they take it back to Latina origins. Like, we've been working up forever.
We know the history,
and
yes.
Then, of course, we laugh all the time about them talking about the waist circle. The waist
yes,
circle.
Yes.
That will be what we call walking up in Barbados.
Well, I don't want to put my other business out there, but I actually started soca-sizing in Toronto.
Okay.
There's a girl from Trinidad who has put together some classes for soca-size, and I actually started going just because I love the music. It's not true. You'll listen to the music and you will enjoy the music, but it still hurts. Your finger won't hurt if you're having fun, but it still hurts. It still hurts. So now we need to get to the heart of Tisha Hines.
Okay.
Who is Tisha Hines?
Wow. I don't know how to answer that question.
You got into broadcasting. What kind of, did you kind of end up in there and it got redirected? Or is this something that you sort of decided one day, I'm just going to do this?
Yeah. It's a little weird. I went to college. You know, you have to do first and second choices.
Mm-hmm.
And my first choice was law.
Oh, okay.
And my second choice was broadcast.
Okay.
And I got into broadcast. So throughout my entire time, you know, I was kind of like, okay, I'm here, but I'm not really here. So my tutors used to refer to me as, you know, bird of passage.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on to university, and I got into do law there. But then I got a job in broadcasting. So
okay.
I've kind of been at CBC since I was 19 years old,
wow.
Even before I
so
got to university.
So it has only been about 3 years then,
only
wink, wink, nudge,
years.
Nudge.
Only about 3 years in broadcasting.
Exactly. It's funny because you said about law. I'm full-time in law. So I guess we're kind of on the opposite ends of it because
yeah.
I've been a law clerk now for 25 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I think it gives you – I think that law is a curiosity on precedent and history and just inquiring, and you have to take something and build with it.
It's true.
And that's probably what the broadcast interests because they kind of – similar, but yet still not the same.
Yeah, well, I have a very keen interest in corporate law, and over the last 2 years, I've kind of been going back and forth on whether I would go back to university and pursue the
right.
law. Because, honestly, no, I've been here at CBC for 13 years,
okay.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we never know. You may end up doing a legal show. They actually do have news segments where they actually follow legal cases that are going on, or they work with the police for some of their tips.
It's true. The options are endless.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You never know. It may just twist you into broadcasting on legal issues.
We'll see.
So now, what are some of Tisha Hines' favorite places to be and go in Barbados?
It depends on how Tisha is feeling.
Yes.
That determines where I go.
Mm-hmm.
If I need a little R&R, if I'm feeling exhausted, I usually head down or head up to St. Lucie.
Okay.
I love the Annual Flower Cave. I just sit out on the benches and look out into the sea. It's beautiful, beautiful. If I just want to run on the beach with my daughter, go down to Fowl Bay in St. Philip.
Okay.
If we're going to go to bathe, if we're going to go in the sea,
mm-hmm,
as we say in Barbados,
sea bath, right?
Let's take a sea bath.
Uh-huh.
We go down to Pebbles, which is down to the old fort at Hilton.
Okay.
Or we go to Accra.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go down
right
to Brandon.
Okay.
You know, because there are so many beautiful beaches in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
If I just want to have a relaxing afternoon into the evening, some drinks with friends, I head down to the east coast of Barbados where we get some good food and snapper, and it's rural and just very beautiful. So there are lots of beautiful places, lots of beautiful people, and a lot of great things to do in Barbados.
And you mentioned you have a daughter. Is that,
I do.
That's the only one you have, one child?
One daughter.
Okay, and she loves her mommy dearly, no
I
doubt.
I hope so. She's 5 going on 15.
So now my question is, what you were talking about food, and we know food is a great passion, and it's a survival necessity. But when we're not surviving off of food, What would you say Tisha Hine enjoys the most to eat?
Oh, where do I start? It depends on the day again.
Okay.
You know that, you know, everything in the Caribbean kind of builds around food.
Right.
So if it's Saturday, definitely have to have some pudding and sauce.
Okay.
Or some cuckoo and flying fish. You know, we still really go with those traditions for Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
On Sundays, we do a hearty home-cooked meal, so you can get everything from rice and peas to vegetables to macaroni pie and chicken and fish and stew and this and that. So a little bit of everything. Sundays are usually a full spread.
What's your danger zone? Come on, there's got to be a sweet tooth in there somewhere.
You know what? I don't. I think my sisters all got it. My mother had five daughters. I'm the last of five girls.
Wow.
I do not have a sweet tooth.
All right.
But I love nut cakes. It's a little, it's like a brittle,
right.
A nut brittle that's made. It's kind of a traditional Barbadian.
That's right.
A traditional,
it's a little bit sweet, but not too sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, well, okay.
But I like it every now and then. I don't have to have it all the time.
But no, you're not into the chocolates or the big fancy desserts.
No.
You got to have some sweet every now and
of
then.
Of course.
Okay.
Every now and then. You can't turn it down.
Okay. And drinks.
Drinks.
If a handsome young man said, "Hi there, Ms. Hines, I'd like to buy you a drink," what would you tell him you'd like to drink?
I'd tell him, don't tell my husband, but I really love amaretto sour. I'd go for
amaretto sour. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a unique drink.
It's a liqueur. It's more on the, it's on the sour side, but, you know, it's a nice drink, almost like lemonade with a twist.
All right. That's okay. We'll get him to buy your husband a drink, too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So what is your normal everyday happenings, because your agenda must be packed, and I know for a fact, because I similarly have to do the same. You have to kind of get to know the people that are coming on the show and a little bit more, and you educate about so many different things. So what exactly would you have to do in a day on average just to prepare?
Wow.
I know.
Well, I'm up early in the morning, you know, to get prepared breakfast and get my daughter off to school. School starts for her at 8 a.m.
Okay.
So we have to be on the road from just after 7. Thankfully, we live close to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come down to work. Still have to get into makeup and get the hair done. And then after the show, it's planning for the next show. So generally, we do bulk planning, but then putting in the specifics for each show. I have a co-producer.
Mm-hmm.
She's producer-director, Alex Murray. So,
yes,
you know,
lovely lady.
She works really hard in getting things
keeping
done. So
She tightens up the ship,
it's
basically,
true.
I've noticed.
She keeps everything together.
Very good, very good. And it takes a lot of people, because I've noticed you've got cameraman, lighting men, sound men, all the technical end.
It's a full-on live production, which is totally different from a recording. If you're recording, then it's a different, as we say in Bajan parlance, kettle of fish.
Yes.
But, you know, with the live television production, it definitely calls for all hands on deck. And the crew here, I must say, at CBC, you know, we're definitely like a family.
Very good. Now, being a live on-air show, because I also know what it's like to do live, especially live radio, and it can be real dangerous because I've had technical problems and you still have to wing it and you still have to keep it together. So have we had any mishaps, should we use that word?
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Knock wood, no.
Okay, God willing.
Well, I started in radio. I've only been in TV, like I told you, for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I actually came into TV to sub for the presenter of this show, and then they kind of kept me. They didn't let me go back to radio.
Very
so,
good.
So I think a start in radio really gets you going for continuity broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as Alex puts it, she says, you have to talk if something goes wrong.
It's
so
true.
I'm able to. Because, you know, if I go out to do a live broadcast, I'm out. That's me. You have to go. You have to talk. You have to paint a picture for your listeners of what's happening.
And you have to be ready just in case.
You know, what the place looks like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, continuity broadcasting and a start in radio definitely helps.
I think we're both blessed with something that, I don't know, it used to not be a compliment, but I have taken it to the fullest of the magnitude of which it should be intended, is we both have the gift of gab.
It's true.
But you have to. Like you said, anything could go wrong. Have you ever had anybody appear on the show and really, you get some people you can interview easily who will talk, and others who don't really share, and then you have to keep questioning, and then they come up with one-word answers.
Yeah. It happens all the time. But the thing is, I'm usually very prepared because I'm so into the planning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think for somebody who's just showing up as a presenter, that would be difficult. But because I'm involved in every aspect of the show,
mm-hmm.
the planning, the selection of the guests, everything. So, you know, I'm pretty well prepared.
I would say so. Well, you know, it's been wonderful hanging out. We're like soul sisters.
It's true.
It's like soul sisters. And I think when we took our photo, it actually had some resemblance. So we probably are family.
Yeah, you know.
Down into the soul.
You never know.
But I know you've got a busy day, and your show actually airs
in
shortly.
Another few minutes.
So I know you have to go.
Head off to makeup then.
She has to do makeup. Hello. So they improve on this.
Yeah, no makeup.
It's nice to have a foundation and a base that they can really start with because you're a beautiful young
thank
lady.
Thank you, as are you.
And you've got a wonderful spirit.
Thank you.
And we definitely will stay in touch, and we're going to keep checking in. And we will definitely have a link on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. And make sure you're actually able to link in live. And we said it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from
mm-hmm.
what time?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay. And in between, I believe they do the news.
We have a full newscast, news, sports, and then there's a lottery draw.
Okay.
From 12 to 12:30.
Okay. So, hello, world. You got to tap into what Barbados knows as their top secret weapon. Oprah may have her show, but we know Barbados has something even hotter. So definitely check in, stay tuned, and keep up with them and see what's going on. And you never know, you may see me again on the show. But for now, this is Pastor Jay Rouse wishing and blessing my friend a very wonderful day, and I know she'll continue to be the success she is. And I'm gonna pray on that legal end, you know. That I'll have to speak to the producers. There you go. There may be a legal show coming to Barbados. You might have got the first scoop right here. Okay? Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time. I know how busy you are.
Your viewers and your listeners, all the best from all of us here in Barbados as well.
Okay. And so this is Pastor Jay Rouse, not necessarily signing out because I want to, but I guess we have to let her go. And our days are going down slowly from this beautiful, beautiful Barbados island. But we will see you soon. But until then, God be with you till we meet again. God bless. Amen. I just love Tisha Hines. And I will be posting the pictures that we took. We actually did do some video while we were down there. The entire interview with Tisha and I for this show was actually recorded by video. And guess what? While we were filming it, her camera crew took over my camera and started filming. And they were moving all over the place like it was a professional videography work. So I can't wait to post it. I will definitely post it soon. Let's take a break. We're going to come back shortly, and you're listening to the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, and this is Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on our 12th anniversary. We're so excited, and we'll be right back. This is Stand Up for Jesus by Leos in Harmony.
The pastor has just made his altar call, but you're sitting down. You're too afraid to get up. God says it's time to make a stand. So stand up for Jesus. So long. And the thought of standing up, long gone. He never. All you've got to do is hold on. Is of the essence. You need to make a decision. Stand up for Jesus. Some nights, and then there were some nights I had to fight. All you gotta do. We'll
there is no time. So you gotta stand up right now and declare the name of Jesus. All you gotta do is call his name. Come on, tell him.
Too late to turn back now.
It's too late.
Jesus Christ has found.
Praise God. I hope you're enjoying this show, praise God. We have so many things that we want to share over the next couple weeks with you on some of the expansion that's taking place with Rouse Ministries Publishing, and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. So we definitely want you to actually check in with us. We're going to have some... Oh dear. Okay. I'm not sure who's calling. Can you guys bear with me just for 1 second? Let me just see who's calling in live on the show while in the middle of the air. I don't understand. Give me 1 minute, everybody. Please be patient. Oh, jeez. Come on, somebody. No. Good afternoon. Good evening. This is Pastor J. Rouse Show. How can I help you?
Oh, wait, I'm looking for a pastor, let me see, I wrote it down, let me see, I can't even read my own handwriting, Pastor Rouse, is that right,
yep,
Pastor Rouse?
Yeah, this is Pastor Rouse, we're actually live on air right now, it's Rouse Ministries. Oh my, can
good.
I help you?
Good. Well, yes. Well, first, let me introduce myself. You know, give you my credentials. I am the state, madam, mother, missionary, pastor, doctor, reverend, evangelist. I'm the phenomenal. I'm the astronomical. I'm the kind of carried away. Look, just call me Sister Truesdale.
Hi, Sister Truesdale.
Yes.
I know you called in, but we're actually live on air right now. Like, everybody's hearing you on the phone. Is there something I can do for you, my love?
Look, let me tell you why I called you. I heard you were celebrating, right?
Yes.
You celebrated anniversary. I just wanted to say congratulations and just on your anniversary. How many years?
You wanted to say, what did you just say? What?
Congratulations. How many years has it been for you?
Well, this is our 12th anniversary, yes.
Oh, my. 12 years?
Yes.
That's a long time.
It surely is.
Longer than, mom, that's longer than me and my fifth husband was to stay. How long we stayed together? We didn't even stay long that long together. No, we didn't.
How many husbands did you just say, Sister Truesdale?
My fifth husband. Honey, I've been married. Yes, honey. Yes, yes.
Okay.
I've been married 5 times. I done had
five
husbands, 5 children, 5 houses, 5 cars, and 5 golden rings.
Oh, my. Okay. Oh, Sister Truesdale.
Mm.
You know, that is so nice of you to call. Oh my.
Honey, I don't mind calling people. That's what I do. I sit around and I call people. And I found out that you was having an anniversary, and I wanted to congratulate you. And I just want to praise the Lord that you've been in ministry for
Amen.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why I wish only good.
He is, honey. I wish he was good with me and my husband was together. We didn't stay together no 12 years. You know, I mean, my husband, that fifth husband, he was something else, honey. He was a chain smoker. He was a chain smoker. He smoked like he was on fire, and he drank like he was trying to put it out. Ooh, he had issues. Look, now I done had time to pray for him. Look, he could lie. Oh, honey, all he did was lie. He lied about this. He lied about that. I would call him. I would be out shopping, you know, getting the latest fashion, and I would call him, and I'd say, well, what you doing? He say, lying around. That's all he did was lie. He just lied. That's all he did. And he had such an ability to lie, I put him on my insurance as a liability. He just lied.
A liability. Okay. Mr. Truth.
Anyway.
So do you listen to the show regularly?
I'm going to start.
Okay.
I'm going to start because
you
sound like a woman of God.
Well, I try. I do try.
You sound like a woman of God. You sound like a woman of God like me. That's what you sound like. You sound like a
Amen.
Woman of God just like me. Tried in the fire, came out, and gold. Now, I pray what they call 14 karat gold. What kind of gold are you?
Well, I usually go with the 10 carats, so I guess I'm not as valuable as you are, Sister Truesdale.
No, honey, you got to live long and strong like me, honey. I'm telling you, honey, I'm a bona fide Christian. I believe everything in the Bible, even the maps in the back. I believe everything. Now, I don't agree with everything. I don't agree with everything, because I tell you, it's sometimes a lie would have been a very present help in a time of trouble. But I believe in Jesus. I believe
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen. Well, Sister Truesdale, seems you called in the middle of the show and everybody can hear you. Is there something that you would like to tell everybody, maybe about God or just being a good woman of God or something to that nature?
It's just so much. It's just so much I can say about God. I have to pull from my history, my memory. You don't mind, do you, for 1 minute? I mean, stay in church, people. My mother, she kept us in church when I was little. She kept us in church every time the doors opened. I mean, we stayed in church so much, I was mad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. I was mad. We stayed in church. Stay in church,
Amen.
People. Stay in church. That's what I want to leave y'all with. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
God the Spirit.
Ooh.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Sister Truesdale, I was just about to wrap up the show, so why don't you stay with us? Did you want to stay on air while we close out?
Sure.
That would be real good. Praise God. Do you think you could contain your Jesus a little bit, though?
Well, I mean, it's just like fire shut up in my bones, sister. We gon'
fight. I know.
We gon' fight.
Well, You just hang in there. You just hang in there.
All right, ma'am.
You stay with us. Praise God.
Everybody,
this is Pastor Jay Rouse. And once again, we just thank you for celebrating our 12th anniversary with us. Join us next week. We have a whole list of guests. We want to give a shout-out to all of our previous guests. We want to give a shout-out to those who have allowed us to cover live on air or even to come and cover their events. We have done stuff in Barbados. We want to give a shout-out to all our book family in Barbados, Jamaica, all around the world, and we just want to give each and every single one of you a shout-out and a special blessing because we would have nothing to do with you guys if you didn't have anything to do with us. Amen? And it may be 12 years. I don't know how many more the Lord is going to give us, but for every year that God has granted, we are grateful and we are much, much happier for it. Praise God. My mom, who's in studio, I want to just say one more time, thank you, Mom. I love you. I love everything about you. I love the support you give me. I love everything you've done in raising myself and my brother and just being a mother to everybody. Amen. To our listeners, God bless you and keep you. And, well, I'm afraid, Sister Truesdale, you still there?
I'm still here, baby. I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere.
Okay. It was well.
I got staying power. Staying power.
You got staying power. Amen. Well, you know what? Here's a scripture for you, beloved. Be still and know that He is God. Amen. Everybody, we want to give a special blessing out to Sister Truesdale. We want to thank also comedian Pamela Carmen Vaughn for her contribution for tonight's show. And everybody else, stay with us, continue to grow with us, and we will update you according to what is going to be taking place in the next coming year. But I had also mentioned that I had a cousin in Barbados who was actually going to be the book advisor for our Caribbean division. We have proclaimed and we've put it out on our Rouse Ministries broadcasting and communications page that there's another children's book series coming out, and it is going to be of a young lady. Her name is Little Dominique, and all the adventures she gets in the Caribbean and around the world, and there are life lesson stories just for the Caribbean. And there are some other kids that are going to be involved. There's also Princess Malia is another character in that as well. Praise God. But in the meantime, we just want to thank you for being with us. We're going to play one more song, and then we'll be right back. This is Brighter Day by Dante.
See the forest through my window pane. True life on one accord. Everlasting love forevermore. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't work, and the wind doesn't
it's
blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines.
Eternal life will love be to those that follow and can hear the testimony of God's word. Gives you a chance to enter the book of life. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't work, and the wind doesn't blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines.
Everyone must give an account.
account for the way you live. Have faith, let God lead the way. Like a thief in the night, Jesus is coming back to save. It's gonna be a brighter day.
The moon doesn't glow, the stars doesn't spark, and the wind doesn't blow.
It's gonna be a brighter day.
The light of life shines through Jesus Christ.
Brighter day.
No more preaching, no more teaching, just the word of
brighter
God.
Day.
The just shall stand, the flesh will lift, the unjust shall fall.
It's gonna be,
it's gonna go
a brighter day. No more suffering.
It's
gonna be a brighter day. Yes, it is. I can see Jesus. I can see Jesus. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. With the streets that's paved with gold. Streets paved with gold. Yes, it is. 12 pearly gates.
Amen. Well, my mom is dying of laughter, Sister Truesdale. Maybe I shouldn't say that because I think Sister Truesdale might be listening now, but praise God. Isn't she precious? Anyway, this is the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We had a blast tonight on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communication. I want to give a shout-out to Ryan Singh on his movie Mom and all his wonderful upcoming documentaries. It'll be interesting to see. And especially, see, what Ryan doesn't realize is that we are very, very, very connected to South Africa. And so we're going to be able to hear a little bit more about his connection. And we'll see how the 6 degrees of separation are going to come full circle. Amen. We also want to give a shout out to everybody who's been listening and to our new listeners, to our other people that we're starting to develop relationships with. We just want to thank you so very much. We once again give a shout out to God, God Almighty. God is good and all the time, no matter what anybody tells you. Just rely on him, think on him, meditate on him, and be with him, and know that all things work together for the good. Amen. Praise God. I'm just trying to make sure I don't forget anything. We want to thank everybody who's been a guest on our show. We have a wonderful lineup of other new guests, new events, new movies and films that we're being submitted into us. We also have tons of new music. I can't wait to share it with you. If you think the first year for this show is good, wait till you see the next. Amen. Praise God. But in the meantime, all good things must come to an end, at least to say goodnight. Amen. But this is Pastor J. Rouse. Check us out, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. God be with you till we meet again. Jesus loves you, and so do I. And a special goodnight to Sister Truesdale. This is the Soweto Gospel Choir. I bid you goodnight. Give me my goodnight.
Thank you.